Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the home front. So much to tell. So last week I couldn't do my show because there was just too much going on. And it's been a really, really crazy busy summer, which is, I guess, a good thing because I'm just enjoying all of this. And I know that a lot of people are really having a hard time with the humidity and all, but this is summer. This is what we're supposed to have. And it was funny, I was watching the news last night, and they were, you know, interviewing a handful of varied people. And one of the women was saying, it's summertime, and I'd rather have humidity and hot weather than the cold, snowy weather. So I have to say I concur with her completely. And I don't have a problem going out and getting all sweaty. Just come home and shower yet again and again and again. So I think that the most I've showered in one day now is, I think I'm up to five, but I'm averaging three showers a day, which is totally fine with me. Nothing wrong with a nice cool shower in the summertime. It makes me happy, actually. So I've been watching, as we all know now, the space weather. And the space weather has been really interesting because what they're experiencing, and I think it was in China that was actually doing this, like, you know how they always say, go out and watch the meteors, there's a beautiful meteor shower. Well, there was this photograph of a lightning storm that was in the stratosphere, and it was so gorgeous. It looked like a tree coming down. Now, I've been reading this book called Sacred Geometry, and the really interesting thing about the book is they talk about lightning and lightning strikes and how lightning replicates the roots of plants. So everything is interconnected. There's nothing that isn't related to something else. So the electrical currents and the lightning shows have been amazing the last few days. It's like a light show in the sky. So even though there's no rain, and there hasn't been a lot of thunder, there was some thunder last night, but there was no rain last night either. But it's like this lightning show. So because of the heat, it's just so intense that there's a whole thing going on with the lightning. So, and of course, this all makes me laugh. I love all this stuff because, you know, energetically speaking, or as an energetically sensitive being, all of these things relate to me. So I've been doing apartment inspections. And we started doing them late this year because I've been doing this now for 11 years. Let me give you a quick history. So I worked for my sister-in-law for the past 11 years. And generally speaking, what happens is we used to do them in August. And then something switched up probably 7-8 years ago where they started doing them the end of July, the beginning of August. And my brother would always come to town and visit with his family in the end of July. So I'd always have to be, like, working and running back and forth. Well, this year they came at the end of July, and I didn't start working until August, which is the way I'm used to it. And you know, I say used to it. It was never set in stone. It was just, I don't know, it was just the way that it was going for a little while, and then they changed it up. So I guess it's good to have things changing all the time, you know, not to have things absolutely static so it's boring. And then you get used to a routine and then, I don't know, I like it when things are different, you know. So I'm really enjoying the hot weather. I have no issue with the steam bath. although my air conditioner hasn't been at best at par. It's been at par. It hasn't been at best. So an extra fan and the air conditioner. But you know what? It's not uncomfortable. As long as you can sleep, it doesn't matter. And actually, I've been sleeping really well. So that's a plus. It's been a while since that's happened, too. Anyway, so I've been working for my sister-in-law and doing these apartment inspections. And there was a reason I was going here. What was the reason? I get so sidetracked. Oh, my goodness, where was I? I cannot recall at the moment because I started playing with one of my plants. So funny that. Talking about the weather, the space weather. Okay, We'll have to come back to that because absolutely went right out of my head. Oh, that's so strange. So anyway, I'm loving this weather. And so they've been doing this whole correlation between the electricity in the sky and the rooting of plants. Now, to me, I find that really fascinating because I love the way things grow. And a lot of my paintings relate to how things root in nature. And it's just something that I really love. And a side note really quick, I want to give a really quick shout-out to my niece whose birthday it is today. And she is 20. And we have another, my nephew, off to college, first time ever. So we now have three kids in college. How cool is that? So happy birthday, Rach. Happy big 20. And congratulations, Sammy. So there you have it, quick family note. I think that I was going to talk about just the family getting together stuff. I can't recall, actually. So funny. Right out of the head. So I bought these new shoes, and I normally cannot wear things that go between my toes. And so I decided that because it was a type of sandal that held your whole foot, I'm totally fine wearing these sandals. Well, after wearing them for one day, I cannot feel my second toe at all because the thing between the toes is pressing on some kind of one of the pressure points in the foot, and it numbs my entire toe. How funny is that? So I cannot wear things that go between my toes, hence, going forward. I guess that's the point on that one, right? So I've been trying to give myself foot massages to alleviate the pressure from that pressure point. How funny is that? Anyway, so I have to run over to DSW and return some shoes. Yes, that's how that goes. So I did my paint night at the new place in Manhattan, and that was on Wednesday last week. Turned out to be a really great success. It was the most amount of people that I've had so far, and it was 16. And I have to say, it was such a great night. Every single time I've done this, now five, has been a fantastic evening, you know. I don't know if it's my conducting of the class or it's just the nature of the crowd, but every single time it's been a spectacular time. I'm really enjoying this. So anyway, so getting back to the whole summer thing here. So I'm really loving that we're having a real summer. You know, this is like an actual, to me, yay, yay, happy summer because I can put on shorts and a T-shirt and I don't have to worry about another layer. I don't need to worry about having a jacket or am I dressed warmly enough. I hate that. So they've been doing all sorts of work in my studio. And what was supposed to turn out to 2 weeks per floor, hence I would have lost 2 weeks of work in my studio, it's turned out now to be 6 weeks, and I've not painted. So I have a painting that is sitting on the easel that I am raring to finish. So it's about halfway, and conceptually it's done, but it's not completed. It hasn't been fully painted. And so halfway painted, and I'm going crazy because I just can't paint it because the dust is it's unbearable. You can't breathe in there. And because I don't have any windows, it makes it more difficult. So you just can't go and be in the space. What am I going to do, wear a mask? And it's too hot not to have any kind of ventilation. So what they've done is they closed off the only open vent that I had that went into the hallway because they don't want the dust getting into the room. Well, that was a no-brainer, but they didn't tape off the door properly. They didn't cover the bottom, so the dust got into the room anyway. So I had them come in and clean up on Monday. So it's like one thing after the next, and I'm just running, and I haven't been painting. So I have all these ideas now that are just festering, and I haven't been able to get them going. So, you know, knowing that I love to paint roots and that's a big part of what I do, watching these lightning storms has been, you know, pretty spectacular. In fact, quite amazing. if you want my honest opinion, I think it's quite amazing. So, yeah, so there you have it. Can't remember what the other thing was. You know, I have to say, when I start doing things, I never remember what it is exactly that I wanted to talk about in the first place, second, third, and fourth place. So that was my bad. I apologize. So the whole thing with this lightning storms and no rain, it's really interesting, but I find it quite interesting when people are more into the whole, well, I'd rather have this, that, and the other thing rather than, you know, I don't know. It's summer, you deal with it. It's winter, you deal with it. You don't have to like it, but you deal with it. Isn't that the whole point of everything? I don't know. Just my take. Okay. Anyway, so much going on. So I want to also throw out a happy birthday to a friend of mine for years and years and years in New Mexico. Her birthday was on the 14th, so that was JN. And my grandmother's birthday as well. So the two of them had the same birth date. So it always makes it more endearing. So my mom and I were talking about that yesterday, actually. We spent the whole day together. So it's been really interesting just in general, the way this summer has been going. So even though I'm not doing a lot of work with my studio and my artwork, the ideas are absolutely there and not paling in comparison at all. So that's kind of a good thing. You know, try to take your I'm trying to now fix my bamboo plant. So somebody was telling me that it's really important that you have two, because if you have one, it's like it's a bad thing, and if you have three, that's a different bad thing. So you have to have only two. And I thought that was funny because I had three, and now I have two. And I'm trying very hard to change the water and to get it back into a standing shape. And somehow or other, I didn't do such a good job. I think I did now. I think we're all good. I'm about to fix it. As long as I don't damage it, there you go. All good. So now I got it standing up again. So all of my plants have been doing really well. So I told you I was going to set up a picture and send it to you of how my sweet potato plant is doing. Well, let me tell you, that plant is now taking over the whole side of my friend's garden where we planted it. And we're looking very forward to actually having and eating our own sweet potatoes. So anything I touch plant-wise, apparently, grows really well. That's kind of cool. So I went to see a movie this past week, and actually weekend, excuse me, and it was fantastic. It was the Hugh Grant, Meryl Streep. How can you go wrong with Hugh Grant and Meryl Streep? I love Meryl Streep. Anything she does is fabulous in my book. This was the Florence Jenkins something or other. I can't remember the married name. It was the first married name. His name was Jenkins, but there's another name in there. So Howard Wolowitz from The Big Bang Theory is in this film, and he has, I guess he's the supporting actor. He was phenomenal, really talented, really good actor, you know. I always loved him. I think that he's terrific, but now getting to see him out of context and in something completely different, I have to say, fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. So I give a big thumbs up and a bravo. And I was watching, what's his name? Whipple with the crazy eyebrows. And I was thinking, you know, why doesn't he ever tame those crazy eyebrows, George Whipple? And then I was thinking, you know, I guess that's his it's become his, like, absolute signature, you know, that nobody would recognize him if he did tame his eyebrows. So I guess in the non-taming of the eyebrows, that is George Whipple's Whipple. you know, that you look at, George Whipple, right, the crazy eyebrow. It's just funny to me, you know, the things that people do to make a statement. I don't know. I recognizable entries, right? So you describe George Whipple. Oh, the one with the crazy eyebrows. Oh, yeah. I know him. I don't actually know him, but I think you understand what I'm saying. So I thought that was kind of funny. So he was giving his reviews and his thumbs up. And I'm going to go and see Cafe Society with my mom on Saturday. So I can give you a quick my opinion and my review on that. But I have to say that the Florence story, very interesting, true story, and funny. I laughed out loud the whole time. And at the end, it was sad. It had a sad, you know, finish. And I was thinking, I feel bad that I laughed, but I have to say I really enjoyed it. And so I fell right into the average crowd that I was laughing. And, you know, afterwards you think about it and you're like, oh, my God, well, something to think about, you know. It's your experience of something. So if somebody offers you a pairing of wine with food and you've never done that, you're going to say, with curiosity, sure, I'd love to do that. Let me try that. And so your experience is probably going to be positive. But if you've had a bad day and you say, you know what, I deserve that wine, then you're not having the same experience. Hence, addiction comes in, and then there's this whole other thing that happens. And so I was trying to be open-minded, but I like being able to go into a theater and just laugh. A friend of mine was asking me, what's my favorite genre of film? And the interesting thing is that I don't know if I actually technically have a favorite genre. I'm a film fan, a film buff, and a film snob. So I like all forms of film. I'm not a huge fan of American blow 'em up, bigger, you know the blockbusters that they take any film and then they remake it and they just make it louder and more explosive, I guess is the word. So I always think that's, you know, interesting that I'm just, that's not the way that I go. That's not what I like. So I wouldn't say that I'm a big fan of chick flicks, but I don't know. I wouldn't call Florence Jenkins a chick flick. Sort of more of a, I guess it's a period piece, right? It's historical, it's informative, and it's based on a true story. And that I like. So, I don't know, interesting. Not a fan of the blow 'em up kind of movies. Anyway, so, and I love foreign films because there's a sensibility about it, and there you're talking, but, you know, look, like people, there are a million types of genre, and that's exactly what it's all about, your choice and what you like and what draws you. All I'm saying is that this was a good film, and it was funny. So there you have it, the Zilker review without the crazy eyebrows. So my paint night was spectacular. That space was wonderful. What I did learn, what I took away from that, is that I initially capped it off at 40. There was no way in this green earth that it could have held 40 people in that space. So I'm thinking going forward the max would be 30. And then I have to say 30 would still be tight. I set up for 28, and I could probably squeeze in two more. But we could definitely do 25 comfortably. So that's where I'm going to leave it, 25 to 30 in that particular space. And that was St. Pat's Bar and Grill on 46th Street between 5th and 6th Avenue. And I will be doing it again there sometime in September. I haven't picked the date, so it's a TBA. And people can go to my website and you can either RSVP with me that you want to do it. I just haven't chosen a date yet. I'm thinking that Wednesday's a good day. I like the middle of the week doldrums, so that's always a good thing. And again, private parties going on, so we have many things. So if anybody's interested in anything or attending any of these private parties, just get in touch with me, and I will take care of it from there. There you have it. So my nephew went off to college yesterday. This is his first, and he's going to Penn State. I'm very proud of him. Engineering, brilliant. And it's interesting, my mother said for years that I should have been an engineer. I guess I have the patience for it without a doubt, but I don't think that I could deal well with, because it's going to make everybody laugh, with any kind of authority telling me what I need to do rather than me telling me what I need to do. And I'm probably harder on myself anyway than anyone else, but I like the idea of having open concept. Do what you feel and what makes you happy and what appeals, you know. Again, in the words of one of my best friends, if you know what you, if you find something in this world that you like, you're halfway there, you make money at it, you win the game. And I call him Art. His name's Arthur, but I call him Art. And I like calling him Art. I think that's very funny. Anyway, so kind of busy day. I wanted to actually do my radio show from the road, but that didn't seem to happen. There were too many other things going on, and I would have gotten out of here too late. And my neighborhood is so bad with reception that I have to get, you know, at least half a mile out of here, and I would have started way late. So instead, starting on time, going to end on time, and then fly out the door. So there you have it. So those apartment inspections that I've been doing now for 11 years, it seems that I always get the same floors and the same people. But, you know, when you do it enough over the course of, you know, 11 years, even if you don't do the same apartments year after year, what happens is people start to recognize you and they know who you are. So everybody's always, you know, very friendly, very kind. And, you know, there's always that momentary reminiscent, yeah, how have you been? How's the yard going? And I think that's really nice that you make a connection, even though it's, you know, that type of a connection that it's like a, it's only a one. It's like the movie Same Time Next Year, except it's not for, you know, yeah, I guess actually technically you're working for days and days and days, but the truth of the matter is it's only one meeting with that particular family or person one time a year, so it's very funny. So 6 days total, and I have 2 days left, so tomorrow and next week Tuesday. And then I am finished until next year. So anyway, so things have changed there, but apparently the apartment inspections are going to continue. And they did a really, really cool thing. They gave us a big raise, and that was really nice. So after years of no raises, they gave us a really nice raise. And, you know, you can't beat that. So yay, I like that. Makes me happy. So anyway, what else? So many other things going on. I haven't even begun to look for a new studio, and this lease is up again in October, the end of October. And I have to say, truthfully, I know I said this before, I don't say anything not truthfully, so everything's truthful with me. I don't want to be in a space without a window. Going forward, I really want to see the daylight because, you know, when I look at my paintings in the light, when I take them out to have them photographed or, you know, if they're when they're selling and I'm moving them from point A to point B or I'm delivering them or dropping them off, or whatever, they get into the sunlight. And even though I'm painting in a room without sunlight, the sunlight really brings them to life. I mean, they're beautiful in low light and interior spaces, and I have windows in my apartment everywhere. So all of my artwork, and I'm looking at a painting right now, three in fact, and they're all lit only by daylight, four in fact, five in fact, six in fact. I have six paintings in my living room, and six that are mine. There are others that are not mine. And I'm looking at them in this light, and the colors are just, they're beautiful, they're vibrant, they're bright, they're beautiful. And when you turn on regular light, I mean, it's still beautiful, but the fact that I paint them in a completely different light and the sunlight just vibes off them, I think that's really spectacular. I think I said that last week because I did an archived show, and I remember going, I was listening to it. So what I do is I listen to the archive, and then I make it available again online. So that's what I, that's how that goes. So I was talking about the plant that I just have a really green thumb. And the funny thing is that we all have green thumbs. I know that comes from my mom. And so my three brothers and I all have green thumbs. And it doesn't matter what it is. I can put a seed in a pot and it grows. I have a tree growing in my kitchen that's a papaya tree from a dried papaya seed. A single dried seed. I threw it in soil one day as an experiment, and it rooted. And now it's 18 to 20 inches tall and getting bigger. I've repotted it several times, and the next one's going to be a much bigger pot, and I think it's going to have to stay in that for a while because these things can get to be like 8 feet tall, and it's just a very, very happy plant. It's just beautiful, but it's still a very thin, you know, tree stem. Funny, when I was in St. John, I climbed a papaya tree, which was exactly the way my little mini tree is. Like, I could put a little tiny doll on it, and it would look the same. And I remember climbing that tree and picking a fresh papaya. And there's nothing like eating something fresh off the vine. You know, a lot of people that grow their own tomatoes won't buy store-bought, you know, store tomatoes because they're picked and shipped, and they're picked usually before they ripen. I don't even think that that's a good thing because I think that if it doesn't ripen on the vine, it never has that same sweet, full flavor. So the whole thing with the sweet potato, I just cut off the top of a sweet potato that had a little tiny, it had a leaf on it. And I'm telling you, that thing, if you unwound it from where it sits, it would have to be 20 to 30 feet long. It's just growing like a weed. And again, I said I was going to post a picture. In fact, I will post those pictures today when I'm paused in between my daily routine of running from A to B to B to C and D to E and F to G. So when I go and I visit my third stop when I'm going to visit one of my friends who had back surgery, and chill there for a little bit, 90 seconds to go. So DSW first, and then one of the supermarkets, and then the friend, and then, there you go. So, again, happy birthday, Rach. I love you, baby doll. And congratulations, Sammy. Good luck. Have a great first year. And, you know, good luck, Edie, who's going back, and Rachel, who's also going back. Good luck, you guys. Love you, love you, love you. And I'll see everybody sooner than later. Thank you so much for listening. This is Lisa of The Lisa Show, signing off.